Yebo, yebo, how y'all doing, y'all? Welcome, welcome to the African Excellence. This is the podcast, fam. It's a podcast thing. Hey, hey, yeah, y'all, yo. My name is comedian Dubai Dennis Maronga. I'm ready right now. I'm ready. This is the African Excellence podcast, and I'm live today, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from the Pacific Northwest. This podcast, we focus on exceptional artists and creatives, people who are moving the needle here in Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington. I am your anchor, Dubai Dennis. Welcome to the show. Hey, 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 what's going on, y'all? Welcome to the show, y'all. Welcome to the show, welcome to the show. I am in a new studio today. Shout out to Third World, amazing group of people who have put a studio out here in Seattle where we don't have to do the back end and the front end of things. Finally, even if you don't have a production team, you can come out here and get your things made up ready. I am happy. I'm all the way in the northwest, right? The north side of Seattle. You know, Seattleites, they hate on us so much. But we are here in University District, and we're sending love and light to everybody out there who listens to us and tunes into the show. Man, it's been a while. Welcome to season three. Season three means we are moving up. We're elevating up. We're getting a new space, which means we have better guests, better quality, better sound, better everything. We're all about elevation in this space. Thank you so much for people who have continuously supported us for the 2 years. I am elated to tell you that the next step for the African Excellence is going to be, I want to put words in it, but I don't want to put juju in it. But I want to celebrate everybody in the Northwest who has been putting in work this season. This summer, I was glad and lucky to have worked with the Seahawks when we had the Fresh Flow Fit out in Judkins Park. I was humbled to work with the Coalition of Congolese Integration out in the South to bring the talent show for the refugee and immigrants this month. I was happy and humbled to work with One Vibe Africa to bring the Madaraka Festival, the first African and Caribbean and Jamaican festival out by the water, Pier 62. Man, clap for yourselves, man. If you're out in Seattle, man, we did amazing work this summer. Every party, the times we partnered with Seattle Art Museum, when the president came, Rel Be Free, super artists, super events, man, from the collective. Shout out to the Mountaineering Club out in University District for hosting a lot of Afrobeat parties. It's been an Afro city, man. I'm happy that we are embracing different cultures, loving each other, and we're just elevating. I don't think there's been a lot of bad energy apart from people driving drunk out in the city at night in Seattle making the news, but we've been really chill. We've been happy. West Seattle is back open. The island that was so far away, now it's really close. Now I cannot treat them like they live out there in Puyallup or something, but yo, shout out to my Puyallup people. Before I keep on this train of positive vibe, I want to send positive energy and positive thoughts to people afflicted right now in the country, out in South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida as a state, anybody who's been affected by hurricanes, Puerto Rico, we're sending love and light to you. Please, if you can, if you have a big heart and you have the resources or you know people who can send resources to Puerto Rico, to Florida, to North and South Carolina, this is the time. A lot of people in the world right now are not very happy. There are a lot of things going on, from Russia to Ukraine to London losing their sterling pound, dipping, all that stuff. Right now, there's a lot of chaos. So if you can, on your platforms and social media, find a way to once in a while share a positive note or a positive message, because the world needs it. A lot of people are hurting. A lot of people are going through it. Gas prices are going back up in Seattle, man. What's going on? But anyway, forget about all the troubles. Today's Saturday. It's the first of the month. So we walk into the room. We walk into this space with positive energy. We're sending love and light to anybody out there starting a new business. Anybody out there who just graduated. Anybody just got married and got into a new relationship. This is your time to shine. This is your time to shine. You're an excellence too. I'm the African excellence. You're the American excellence, the London excellence, the Nigerian excellence, whichever excellence you have. You're shining in your own space. October is a month of a lot of things. If you're a pet owner, I think it's either a poodle month or something. I forgot what it was. But celebrate yourselves. This is a month of abundance. Halloween is coming up. You ain't got plans? Do you have plans for Halloween? I have plans. I'm going to be myself. You know, I'm scary in real life. Yeah, I don't even know why my wife chose me. I think she chose me out of fear fight or because she loves Forensic Files so much. But it's October. It's Halloween month. Who are you going to be? Have you bought your costumes yet? Oh, you haven't. You're slow on this stuff. You better get it. It's October. It's Halloween month. I'm also here with some good news. If you're an immigrant in Seattle, and you are affected by COVID-19, and unfortunately you are not able or you do not qualify to get the stimulus checks that came from the government, you may be able to get up to $1,000. If you qualify and you apply through the website that will be down at the end of this video or when I post it on my social media, please check it out. You apply, you get this money, because a lot of you were affected and you lost your jobs, your income was interrupted, you're kicked out of your homes, you have medical bills piling up, you lost a loved one. So it's a good thing that the state of Washington had a little surplus and you guys can get some. I also have good news for the voters, the people who are registering. I want to have a personalized message from each and every community leader in Seattle today. It's going to come directly to you and tell you the importance of your vote, why we need you to help us pick good legislators, good people at the committee level, good people who are changing policies to help us, whether you're out in Shoreline or out in Tacoma or out in Burien or out in Everett. We need each other to help shape our political journey as a community in this country. But that's all I had to say. But before I leave, I have somebody special to shout out. So 4 years ago, I was really dusty. I was dusty. If you knew me 4 years ago, please delete those pictures on MySpace or whatever you have them. But there's a woman who trusted her life with me. You know, so she's a cute ass girl. I met at a birthday party and she decided to trust me with her life. So I put on it. Like Beyonce says, I put one on it. I handcuffed her finger. What do you call this? Index? Whatever it is. And she's been my wife for 4 years. Struggling, working and all that. Working through the struggling artist phase. Character development. You guys know it. I want to shout out to my wife. Today's her birthday. She's turning 25 again for the 10th time. Did I say her age? No, that's not her age. She turned 21 for the 10th time. Leo season, right? Yeah. Happy birthday to my wife, baby Simba, Fahima Maronga. Happy birthday to you and anybody celebrating their birthday this month. Any Leos, you know, you Leos are complicated. You're complicated, but we love you. Shout out to from anybody in the PNU celebrating their birthday today. Pacific Northwest, Washington representing. This is a new studio, Third World, sending love and light to everybody listening to us. More life, more blessing to the next episode. Hey, where you at? Hey, hey. Hey, season three. Hey, 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 oh, thank y'all.